Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and this is our final segment of the evening, and it's been a great show. And I got to tell you, we actually kind of have a little bit of a last-minute thing that we're doing while we're waiting for our guest. We are expecting to talk with Linky Murray. You know her as a star from the Food Network. She's going to be chatting with us in a couple of minutes, but joining us is a gentleman who happened to be in the area, and he's going to talk with us for a few moments. He is actually running for the 5th Plymouth District State Rep seat. We have Mr. Lou Valenzuela here. Sir, how are you?
Great, Kevin. Thank you.
First and foremost, tell us a little bit about yourself. The only thing I know about you is that you were a former selectman that a lot of people liked.
Yes, a selectman from 2002 to 2008, and we got a lot of good things done on the board. In particular, we brought more awareness to our budgeting process, our contracts. We had the MassDOR come in and do some analysis of our systems and procedures, and got a lot done, although I was a minority on the board a lot. So I was outnumbered, but I still was able to work with people to get things done, because that's, at the end of the day, is what's most important.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure you're well aware of this, Lou, but being a Republican, you kind of...
I wasn't going to say anything.
I know. So tell us, why'd you decide to run for the seat or get into this race?
Well, first and foremost, I thought about this because I know I'm going to be asked. I think taxpayers deserve better leadership up on Beacon Hill. I think right now the knee-jerk reaction is to raise taxes when we have a shortfall. And as we're seeing this year, there's actually going to be about a $600 billion surplus. $600 million surplus, I'm sorry. And, at this point now, we should return some of this money back to the taxpayers, to the cities and towns, and maybe build a stabilization fund. So I got tired of seeing business as usual up in Beacon Hill. We need to bring good jobs back to the state, not just jobs, part-time jobs. Another reason for running is I talk to a lot of people who have kids in college. They may have just graduated. They're graduating with high debt, and 50% of the kids graduating now don't get jobs in the field of study. And that really is not what we go to school for and pay, student loans for. So I'm hoping to change that dynamic and try to think differently instead of just raising taxes and increasing the tax burden here.
What do you, I mean, it's usually hard to unseat an incumbent. I have to ask you, are you looking forward to the head-to-head conversations and hearing more from the voters in the district? I mean, the fifth Plymouth, I believe, Rockland, Hanover, Norwell?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a diverse district.
It is.
You really do. And, it's an interesting district. However, I think, at the end of the day, I think most people in our district, again, I go back to looking for the good jobs and looking for the accountability up on Beacon Hill. As we've seen recently with some of the scandals with DCF, New England Compounding Lab, Annie Dukin, there's lack of oversight. Not that you're going to always see everything that's happening all the time, but it's how you react to these situations that sometimes is most concerning to me, that people aren't holding other people accountable, especially in the case of DCF. We also have the Justina Pelletier case. So it just seems to be like they run rampant up there. It's a one-party state, one-party rule, and really need to change that. We have some good people up there now, like Jeff Deal and Sean O'Connell, Jim Lyons. There's a bunch of good reps up there, and they need our help.
Do you feel that because of some of the problems that we saw in the final term of the Patrick administration, that we might see an overwhelming change in regards to electing more Republicans? I mean, I know that for the past couple of elections that we've seen that the House the numbers have crept up a little bit. Not so much in the Senate. The Senate has, you're lucky if you have three or four Republicans, that serve on the state Senate, and it's not really a balance.
I agree. Senator Hedlund always jokes that, they could hold a meeting in a phone booth if need be. And it's unfortunate. I think a lot of people just, whether they're paying attention, they're busy with work and family and getting kids through college. I think a lot of times they kind of, just aren't paying attention. And I think that's what happens. And then what happens, now you get a one-party rule and basically business as usual. And we've seen that with the votes up there. With the DCF scandal, you only had a few Democrats that called on the resignation of Olga Roche. And you really need, again, to have accountability. Not that everybody's going to be, overseeing everything and controlling where every kid is, but, you need to have the answers and not try to, try to brush it under the rug, which is what's happening now. So if you get more balance up there, you might be able to get Republicans up there saying, look at what's going on. Let's have a discussion about this. And right now they don't have any serious discussions when there are issues like this.
And again, our guest for this particular portion of Monday Night Talk, as we wait for Linky Murray, she should be joining us at any moment, is Mr. Lou Valenzuela, who is running for state representative in the 5th Plymouth District. What are you doing as far as social media or a website? Do you have anything that folks want to follow you? Is there a way to do that?
Yes, they can on Facebook. Again, under the same name. I try to keep it consistent because the name's difficult enough. So it's going to be Lou Valenzuela on Facebook. I have a website, louvalenzuela@yahoo.net, and they can follow me in there. In fact, that has a lot of information about when I was a selectman, some of the things I accomplished as a selectman on there. They can email me at louvalenzuela.com and get a hold of me that way. Even call me. I'm in the phone book. My cell phone number is 617-827-3454. I'm a firm believer in if anybody ever has a question, feel free to ask me. I'm not going to be the type that's going to try to railroad you. I will give you an answer. If I don't, I'm not going to try to BS you. I will find out what I need to know, because I think that's important that these days. A lot of people sometimes, they give answers just they think of what people want to hear.
And it doesn't always work.
And what I always say doesn't always work. I may, I may disappoint some people what I say, but I just speak the truth. That's all I know. I'm an accountant by trade. I'm not a politician.
Numbers guy.
I know. And as I found out, there's only one numbers guy in the whole legislature. So that was sad. We have a couple people running this year that have accounting degrees, and we need more numbers people up there that could look at the budget, not, again, just look at increase in taxes. When you cut a dollar across, that goes to the bottom line. If they take a dollar out of your pocket and my pocket, that gets cut going in, gets cut coming out, and you never get that full effect of the dollar. So we need to look at other ways of getting this done. And I hope to see people at the kickoff. Harmon Club's a great place. You could do some golfing there during the day. I tried to do it at 6, so it's not too late, and hopefully people could have a good day. Hopefully we'll get some decent weather finally, and I'm looking forward to it.
I would do it, Lou, but my nickname on the golf course is called Slice. So you're more than likely to see me as an observer than somebody who'll be out there. But I hope the kickoff goes well.
Yes.
And we will we'll definitely have you back in again well before you're not expecting to have anybody as an opponent in the primary, are you?
Well, it's gone back and forth a little bit. We were trying to work out to avoid that because we know how difficult, like you mentioned before, it is to unseat a sitting incumbent. And at this point, we want to just focus on that and some of the issues and the voting record and so on and so forth and how what we're going to bring to the table. I'm not a big believer in just saying, okay, this is why not to vote for the other person. I want people to know why they should vote for me, what I'm going to bring to the table. And so we wanted to focus on that. So right now, I don't see anybody out there. If there is, we'll move forward with that.
All right. Here's Mr. Lou Valenzuela joining us while we wait.